Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Michael Bennett, here to play football. They're asking him about the court case that...
He went with the Marshawn Lynch answers.
He did.
I'm just here to play football.
He did. Marks and Reese, we're back live from the ballpark. Larry Anderson joins us next on the bullpen and everything else with the Phillies. And we'll talk about the unstoppable eagle in just one second. Bennett, I don't know if rubbing the wrong way is a proper turn, but I don't know, man. He just better be good. And I really believe this, like, that if we're not coming off a Super Bowl, that people certainly have more of an itch to call in and complain.
Yeah. Well, because you would be
about him.
Yeah, not coming off the Super Bowl means you're upset at how the season ended. And you're looking at every offseason like we have the past, I don't know how many decades, of how do we fix this team and get them to be Super Bowl champions. So our off seasons have been a little different. We know we've taken the Eagles, and it's been a 12-month topic. You know, we know how that is. And a lot of times there have been hot-button issues that you can focus on for why they didn't win the Super Bowl, why we didn't win the Super Bowl the previous year.
Uh-huh.
A little different this year. It's different this year.
Yep.
You know, and I don't think Bennett is by any stretch a controversial figure or anything. I don't think this should be a huge controversial situation. I just think when you're a guy who was traded and the book on you was that you wasn't necessarily a good locker room guy. Not that you were a bad guy. And when they call you, when they say you're not a good locker room guy, that's normally from a head coach front office perspective. In other words, it doesn't mean the players don't like you, all of them or what have you. But what it means is you ruffle feathers.
What it means is you don't go to voluntary workouts, right? Like, that'd be one reason to say, like,
Yeah, you know what?
Not in all cases.
In Seattle, 30-plus years old, I can understand it. Because, like I said, I didn't complain about Fletcher not being here last year. My thing is this is a new team. That's my sticking point. That's my sticking point. He's earned the right as a 30-plus-year-old vet Super Bowl champion. If you are in a familiar surrounding or familiar situation, yeah, because you know the lay of the land. But you're new.
Right.
You're new.
Well, he should at least made an attempt.
Yeah, so.
If you have stuff going on, if you're like, you know what, because he lives in Hawaii.
And see, that really may be the issue right there, flying back and forth. So,
well, you can. They have direct flights from Honolulu to Newark, New Jersey, on Continental, where it's pretty convenient. I used to take it when I lived on the islands.
Okay.
So it's not you're having to do three planes or whatever. He just didn't want to. Let's face it. He just didn't want to. He didn't make the effort to come back and get to know his team and at least get settled, man. At least come in and be here for one of the phases that you had. Say hello to everybody. Get to know the guys.
I think he should have been at all of them. That's just me.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but I'm trying to be fair about it.
Right.
And not making an effort with me, it makes me, I mean, not that I'm rooting against him, but he's not one of these players that I'm being like, yeah, man, I can't wait to see him get on the field. And now that he gets on the field and performs, we won't care about any of this crap.
Right. He hasn't done much in a way of building up a little bit of equity here with the fan base as far as, you know, I remember when Malcolm first got here, you know, Chris Long, those guys got here. They, Connor Barwin, those guys were here. They were here, and you would see them out or what have you. Now, that may turn out to be the case once the season starts for him. I don't know. And listen, he may be looking at this thing like, man, this is a one-year thing. I'm not going to even be here after this season.
Could be.
Maybe looking at it that way.
Could be. All right, the unstoppable eagle that we talked about. Shil Kapadia had this from The Athletic, had this in one of his articles, and some other reporters too, called Nelson Agholor unstoppable. Mm-hmm. in practice. Mm-hmm. Now, we know practice is practice, and Trey always points that out. Like, they're wearing shorts. But building off of last season with Aguilar,
yeah,
are we expecting to see more out of him this year? And I guess based on early returns, the answer is yes, right?
Yeah, I would. I mean, I would expect to see more out of him. I've already said, I mean, I think he's the best receiver we have. So he's the most versatile receiver we have. He can play inside. He can play outside. Showed the ability to have run after the catch. I think that's another area that he can improve upon even this year. Mm-hmm. You know, from that slot position, more like a Jarvis Landry type of wide receiver where you catch some of these crossing routes and you take them 30, 40 yards, get in the end zone, that type of thing. Yeah, this is a big year for Nelson. It's a big year for Nelson. Nelson's in his fourth year this year. Looking for a big deal.
Uh-huh. You know,
so it's a big, oh yeah, it's a big year.
Brings me to my next question. Yeah. So he, I guess, would be if they opted for his fifth year contract.
They already have. Yeah.
He's going to, well, here's what I'm saying. If they opt to just play that out.
Right, okay.
That's what they're going to have to play. You would think that the Eagles are interested in extending him. Yeah, you know, at a cap friendlier price of nine and change, and get him long term. Now, if I'm Nelson Aguilar's agent, either you wanted to do it in the off season, or you're ready for him to have a great season to give you a little bit of leverage, right? If he goes off this year, mm-hmm. now the Eagles are kind of in a bind. Either you let it play out and he plays in the final year of his contract, or you try to get him extended long term.
Yeah, I can't see how they don't extend him unless he has a fallback year.
Well, they're not exactly flushed with cash. Remember, the Alshon Jeffrey extension,
mm-hmm.
not that you can't get it done, but...
They're going to get rid of a lot of money, though, after this year.
Yeah.
They'll get a lot of money off the books. He won't get anything done until after this season. So if he's getting a deal, if he's getting an extension, next year will be his fifth year. They can still get it done before the season starts next year. So they're going to wait till they clear some of this, these big contracts out of here,
and then maybe try to get it done. Is it possible he's the most important skill guy? Not talking about the quarterbacks, obviously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is he the most important skill guy? He does this for the offense. He's their big play guy.
Yeah,
we know what Alshon does. We know how he, you don't want to call him a possession receiver, but
oh, that's what he is.
It's what he is.
Yeah, that's what he is.
He's,
okay,
he's a big body.
Yeah, he's good at it.
He's
yeah.
good. But Nelson's the guy that can take it from 0 to 60, from 80 yards to the house.
Yeah.
And in a passing league, you can have the Alshons, but you really need the Nelsons.
All right, for sure. I mean, listen, Nelson is a part of the future. You know, as long as he keeps producing the way, if he builds off of what he did last year, when you look at the key guys from a receiver standpoint, he's the youngest of the group. You know, not including Mac Hollins and Sheldon Gibson, you know.
Right,
but Nelson is the young one in the group, and so Mike Wallace is on a one-year deal. Alshon, I think after next year, you're going to be able to. I think his salary cap hit goes down, so you'll be able to manipulate the money there with him, and eventually Nelson will be your highest-paid receiver. Nelson's going to grow a long time with Carson Wentz again, as long as he keeps progressing as a wide receiver. This guy's a first-round draft pick, and he was a legitimate first-round draft pick. It wasn't a reach. Everybody had him in the top 20 as a player coming out those first couple of years. He just didn't get it done, and last year he broke the ceiling, and now he has a carrot in front of him that should keep him on the right path. Yeah, he has that contract in front of him, that extension.
He seems like he's ready to take that next step.
Yeah,
he is. Wayne in Levittown. Hi, Wayne.
Johnny Marks. What's going
What's
on,
up?
Buddy?
How are you, Wayne?
I agree. How are you, buddy?
What up, Wayne?
Gentlemen, I have to say, you have the best radio show out there. You get me through my afternoon every day.
My man.
Oh, thank you, brother.
Thank you, Wayne.
First of all, I got to say, man, Gabe Kapler's making me nuts. Last night, I'm sitting there watching Luis Garcia, and I'm just like, come on, man. You're going to put this out there again?
Yeah, no, I felt the same way.
And then he comes out with that answer, oh, an elite reliever doesn't get used always in the ninth inning. Could you imagine if Mariano Rivera was coming in the sixth inning?
Yeah, I mean, what I say to people that say, like, yeah, use your best reliever in the highest leverage situations, well, show me where that's done all the time to effectiveness. I get it. You want to bring one of your guys in. Maybe it's Sir Anthony, somebody else. But you know what? I would have rather seen Neris last night in the ninth inning than putting Lou Garcia out there. Wayne.
Well, my point is, like, even you're 5-1 last night. It's not a safe situation. You're still almost blowing. You know what I mean? Not everybody is made to pitch in the ninth inning.
Nope.
That is why you put your most skilled guy there. I don't care if the bases are loaded in the sixth inning. It's a much different situation when the bases are loaded in the ninth inning.
Yes. Game is on the line.
Yeah, and, like, not everybody is mentally prepared to come in that ninth inning, even with a 6-run lead, to shut the door.
Yep.
Yeah.
No
doubt. It's not always about skill. You know, and I'm listening to Gabe, and it's scaring me, man, because I love these Phillies, and I think they got enough talent to start building something here, but I feel like he's going to hold them back.
Well, you know, with this bullpen right now, Wayne, and we'll ask L.A. just that coming up at 3 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
He'll be up next. Because it's time to give these guys roles. It's time, because I feel like it's already worked its way out naturally. And some of those things change. The eighth inning guy gets really ice cold, so he gets bumped to the sixth inning, and the seventh inning guy moves up to the eighth inning. Things change during the course of a season. But Gabe's almost not allowing these guys to settle into their roles that normally you do automatically and naturally.
Well, and part of it is he doesn't believe you need to have one guy be a closer. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. If he wanted to make somebody a closer, if he believed in that as a manager, then he would have somebody in there. He would give one of these guys
right. This
defined role. But he wants to continue with the philosophy of not having that defined role.
Yep. That's his philosophy.
Yeah.
He doesn't want it.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.